Is someone else's opinion of us really that important? That we feel we have to change ourselves just to fit in? Like telling a dirty joke or a taboo joke, and it offends someone. Does it really matter if that person lacks a sense of humor and gets offended and angered? Voicing an opinion and getting an angry reaction from someone who will have the nerve to say, "How dare you say that to me?" Well, in my opinion, all the guy has to do is fucking leave. We aren't begging him to stick around. Fuck him. Because at the end of the day, it's all subjective. You know, someone's opinion of you is just that, an opinion. Like what I'm saying right now, it's a fucking opinion. It really doesn't matter. The meaning of life is to just not give a fuck. Even what you're listening to me say right now, right? For me, they're my views and opinions. Nothing more, nothing fucking less. You are free to disagree and debate it as much as you wish. It doesn't bother me none if you dislike it or dislike me. I couldn't care fucking less. You are free to voice your opinions on my opinions. But the difference is, angry reactions to my opinions merely tell me that it must have touched a nerve. That is the power of the human mind. We don't just get angry at the things we are irritated by. We get angry by the things that show us what we are. Because no one likes to see themselves for what they really are. Especially if what they are is merely a puppet on a fucking string. And that is a majority of the world. So, do you agree that a majority of our planet is infested with stupid twats? Or are you of the mindset that society needs war and religion is required? Well, we are, of course, all entitled to our own views. But if your views belong to the practices that I've mentioned, then what does that really say about you? Moving on to Chapter 2, Rise of the Rejects. Sometimes I want to grab people and look directly into their face and say, "Wake the fuck up, you pathetic little cum bucket." Really do. I get sick and fucking tired of people who feel the need to label themselves. I am religious. I am a single mother. I am an atheist. I am a non-practicing Jew. I am a conservative. I am a Republican. No! Having a fancy label doesn't make you any less of a prick. It makes you a conformist prick. Simple and straightforward as that, you yet again buy into the notion that you are important, or more important because you have a fancy title or partly thought out fucking label. Insecure ballsack. Religion. Single mother. You are a mother. You just don't have assistance. I'm an atheist. Someone who doesn't believe but still feels the need to be labeled and fucking shove it in your face. Now, sometimes labels are needed or required, like on a can of fucking beans. The difference is, you don't see a can of beans prancing down the road, introducing itself to a can of tuna, saying, "Hey, I'm a can of beans, and I'm bigger than you, you fishy, sea-dwelling cunt." You see what I mean? That analogy makes me giggle. Probably because I'm slightly mad. But at least I don't walk the streets pretending I'm a supermarket produce like all you nutjobs do. I'm quite content only labeling myself if it is connected to my career. You know, when it's actually fucking necessary. Other than that, I'm non-conformist. And if you want to accuse me of labeling myself there, at least I only labeled myself in the name of not labeling myself. Can't get more honest than that. To be perfectly honest, and as much as I despise people who feel the need to conform to society's brainwashing bullshit, I do understand the pressure. To a point, anyway. I can even understand how people become scared that they will end up alone and unloved unless they do their best to mold themselves into characters that belong to the blockbuster hit Life. It is a scary thought, isn't it? No one wanting you. No one wanting to be around you. Because you aren't like them. However, let's think about this for a minute. John and Terry are loved by everyone, right? They have many friends. They always throw the best parties. They are cool. They drive awesome cars, wear the latest brand name clothes, and do the best drugs around. You, on the other hand, are not as cool. You drive middle-of-the-road vehicle, wear shitty-ass clothes because that's all you can afford. You hate parties and despise drugs. Deep down, you are comfortable this way, though you can't stand not being as respected as John and Terry. You want to be like them, or so you believe. My problem here is, if you are so comfortable with the way you are, why would you be so willing to be uncomfortable being like someone else? Someone who is basically an idiotic fucking dickhead. Someone who is as fake as a politician's IQ. They garnered their reputation by basically being like you. Someone who spent too much time trying to be fucking cool. Why do you people try so hard to be liked? Personally, I would rather like myself and have a handful of friends than despise myself and have 50 fucking fake friends. Who at the end of the day will probably never be able to completely be trusted. Is that the kind of attitude you really want to retain? It is pathetic. You basically get up, live a lie, tell everyone else lies, do things that force you to lie to yourself, go home, sleep with your pathetic little lies, get up and do it all over again, just because you can't bear to tell yourself the truth. While I certainly commend your inability to be honest with yourself and the rest of the world just for the sake of society, a society that spends billions of dollars on marketing lies, yes, that's such a perfect way to live, isn't it? Live a life that you don't want to live just to assist people that you don't even really fucking like. Of course, we all know someone like this, don't we? Those people who are so self-degrading that they are more than happy to associate themselves with someone who has been proven to be a complete fucking cunt time and time again. A twisted, rancid piece of garbage who has less integrity than a politician's dildo. The kind of person that would make a nun turn to murder. Basically someone that no one else likes. Though somehow, this nice guy who finds it enchanting to be everybody's friend can free themselves of all hatred and pat them on the back and say, "You're cool. You're just cool." Then you hear the words, "Well, he's never done me any harm." No, of course not. He has only killed everyone that you know, raped a few women, forced a goat to drink drain cleaner, and found amusement in electrocuting 7 hamsters. Yeah. He's just the kind of guy that you want to invite over for dinner, you fucking moron. Still, what does it matter, huh? I'm sure he is simply darling. You won't regret a thing, but even if you do, you'll still find it in your heart to forgive him and move on. How godly of you. We love you for it. We love the fact that no matter what someone does, you and all of that goodness in your heart will find something in him that is just so damn pure. Now, don't get me wrong. I think it is nice to be able to see the good in people. A lot of us make mistakes and do silly things, but we still have some good in us. That's a given. I didn't even need to explain that. However, there are some people who really don't deserve to be included in that fucking statement. The filth of humanity. Those who are really only out to get what they can to furnish their own desires. Oh, they may act like good people, but the fact is some of us, not most of us, are easily fooled. Just like spineless ass licker over there who could forgive a mass murderer as long as he said, "Sorry." Seriously, not everyone is good. And the sooner you start realizing that, the sooner you can join the few of us who actually realize the difference between cunt and twat. I fucking hate Janet. Oh, hey, Janet, I missed you. Oh, the beautiful sound of insecurity and sheepdom. Sheepdom. Good word. Is that a word? I don't know. Well, it is now. Or at least it is for the sake of this. I like the word. It has depth and meaning and a whole bunch of fucking truth. It spells out exactly what 99.9% of this planet really is. It makes me feel damn sorry for Janet, too. The poor bitch. This poor bitch, who in all honesty probably is a bitch. But to prove this point, you know, let's pretend she's nice. Along with some other people, you know, tries really hard, probably too hard, to be a part of your in-crowd. She gets her hair changed for your Friday night fucknut fest, and even stole a shitload of money from her new boyfriend's wallet so she could afford those new anklets that she's been wanting. Just so she could be like you. She even gave Gary a blowjob once. She doesn't like Gary, and Gary isn't particularly fond of her either, but either way, you know, they went along with it. You know why? It's like this. Right now, we're addressing two different classes of people. Who really are not that different when you think about it. Janet is an insecure part-time slut who will willingly change herself and even risk infecting her cunt with all known diseases just to be part of your fucking crowd. She's generally nice and doesn't really want to be a slut, but is the kind of person who is equally as easy to hate. She lacks pride so much so that she will hang herself at the drop of a fucking hat if it means that your crowd will show her some attention. Janet could also be regarded as a fucking emo, too, because she'll probably end up slitting her wrists if Gary tells her that a twat tastes like dishwater. Now, moving on to Gary. He's a smooth talker, a dude who is liked by many people, mainly because he's so damn insecure that he will find the actor within himself to put on a show and make everyone believe that he doesn't give a shit about anything. Like Janet, he will fuck till the sun comes up if it means adding another notch to his bedpost, and gives him a few sordid stories to tell his drinking buddies. The only real difference between Gary and Janet is that Janet is visibly insecure. She lets off a stench that says, "This bitch is easy." Meanwhile, Gary is just as insecure but hides it well under his stolen pride. He passes himself off as some modern-day Clark Gable and goes home to watch reruns of Little House on the Prairie. If you still don't get it, what I'm basically saying is you're all a bunch of Janets and Garys. You're all ashamed of yourselves for not being like the rest, but equally as ashamed when you are like the rest. You need to find a fucking balance. Don't be Janet and don't be Gary. Be you. Because those of us who are happily perched on that central level are sick of you. Gary needs to put his acting skills to use instead of using them to make people think he's some tough guy who can get all the fucking girls, while Janet needs to pull up her emo drawers, wash her twat out, and find a way to have some pride in herself while at the same time being faithful to the boyfriend who puts up with her fucking shit. There comes a time in life when you need to start respecting yourself. There's an old age saying, you have to respect yourself before anyone else can respect you. I'm not going to start throwing these old fucking quotes at you, but that saying holds a lot of truth. The fact I'm addressing this topic is enough to tell you that I definitely don't respect those of you who have made it possible for me to be writing this at all. Though at the same time, as much as I despise most of humanity, I also somewhat care about humanity. I care that people are willing to promote their insecurities and degrade themselves. I would like nothing more than to see people finally respecting themselves, as well as respecting others by not living a lie. The worst thing you can do is lie to yourself. You may as well go up to your parents and spit in their fucking face. Speaking of people who will willingly degrade themselves, brings me to this next topic. It is closely related to insecurities. In fact, the people I will be speaking about now are probably the lowest form of insecure scum that exists on our fucking planet. People who not only try too hard to change themselves for the sake of being liked, but those who become so obsessed with the people they are trying to impress that they turn into stalkers. That's right. stalkers, these vermin who have somehow managed to find their way out of some poor woman's twat and into our lives. Poor, undiluted cum bubbles. They spend every waking moment doing the best they can to make your life a living hell, oblivious to the fact that you have grown to hate them with every breath in your body. They continue to watch you and mimic you. A stalker starts his self-created road to the mental hospital by being your friend. He will seem normal at first. Maybe not even a single sign of loody will be present. You probably even like the guy and expect that the friendship will blossom into a close relationship. You exchange phone calls, emails, maybe even visit each other once in a while. Then the signs start to appear. At first they are minor.
Where are you last night? I called, but you didn't answer.
Oh, sorry. I was out with Henry.
Well, you know, I call at 7 every night.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't have to be in every single night waiting for your calls, do I?
Fine!
Click. If this sounds familiar to you, then it probably doesn't end there. But like a lot of people, you ignore it, accept it, fuck knows how many times, and move on. It then starts up again, but this time it is even more creepy.
I fucking called several times last night.
What the fuck, man?
Why do you keep ignoring me?
I'm not ignoring you. I just have a life.
You have a life? What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
You are by now scared. Those creepy tones from your friend have creeped you out and you hang up. You stare at the phone and start wondering what on earth just happened. Then the phone rings again. Fuck off! This starts to become a habit, and it doesn't end. This piece of filth on the factory floor of the insecure institution wants to be you. He starts sending gifts to your place of work. He starts writing blogs about you and leaving comments on your Facebook wall. You remove him, but he creates a new account and poses as someone else, probably a fucking girl. No matter what you do, he will not go away until you ignore him. Finally, you have freedom. This cum-guzzling ball of insecurity has finally given up and moved on to his next focus of admiration. Though you, for the next few years, will not be able to trust anyone, you will live in fear that everyone you meet will be another one. It'll haunt you, it'll give you nightmares. For some time, you won't even want to delve into any kind of relationship because this freak is going to sit in the back of your mind for a very long fucking time. It's a scary thought, but it happens. These sick, insecure scumbags haunt your existence because they can't keep a grip on reality. They focus their attention on someone else because they fail at life and fail at realizing that the best thing you can do for yourself in this world is to be content with who you are. Be satisfied. Be satisfied with your existence. Be glad that you have a mind and use it. We are creatures of habit, and the main habit should be thinking for yourself. What some people may or may not realize is that there is more than one type of stalker. Another type of individual who dangerously idolizes their victim, for want of a better word, is what has become infamously known as a hater. This style of stalker is more commonly found on the internet. One reason being, these are idolizing. They're idolizing. These dog turds feel safer behind a monitor. Another thing, it is easy for them to keep tabs on the people they are idolizing. So you may be asking, how are haters like stalkers? They hate the person. Not true. While they may want to hurt the person and may want to view their suffering, they are no better than a stalker. They have become unhealthily infatuated with this person and are dangerously jealous of the traits or talents that their object of affection may have. At any rate, this twisted twat waffle is jealous of something that the person has in some form. A reasonable example are haters on the video sharing site YouTube. Often someone with a half-brain and nothing decent occurring in their life will find someone on this website who has a good amount of talent and start leaving hateful and very mature comments on their videos. Unfortunately, rather than ignoring these comments, the creator of the content will often retaliate. And let's face it, this isn't a very smart move, and it just allows this person to know that they have gotten to you. This in turn pumps up the haters' part boner and makes them smile. They then react to your reaction and it comes full circle. They have won. You look like a donut and your new fan is horny for your ass. The thing about this type of stalker is that they are ridiculously easy to get rid of. Sadly, most of you never realize this. Your constant reactions to their childish injections of webcam up your virtual ass is simply giving them the notion that you want their attention, which is, of course, giving them your attention, which they are gleefully getting off on. You are basically wrapping your hand around their cock, stroking it good hard up and down, allowing them to ejaculate all over the images and videos of you on their monitor, and making them feel pretty damn ecstatic. Yes, you are willingly jacking your haters off, and they love it, and they love that you just masturbated them. Notice them? Feed them. Think of it like school. The bullies always left you alone in the end when you ignored them. If you cried or allowed them to view your anger, they continued. Well, you grown-up retards, it is no different on the internet. Give them a plate of food and they will expect second fucking helpings. Simple as that, really. Besides that, in the end, it makes you look no better than the people you most despise. Is that what you want? Is that really what you want? Do you want to be a mirror image of the people you hate the most? I can imagine you now, logging into your YouTube and seeing that little icon telling you have a new comment. It brings a smile to your face. Then you read it. This fucking sucks balls. Your video's fucking lame, and you're fat and ugly. Go die, you fat fuck. You read, and then you fucking reply. Hey, fuck you, man. I can't help being fat. Yeah, you can. Stop eating. Actually, keep eating. Eat yourself to death, you fat cunt. And you are like, what the fuck? Leave me alone. It rips you in half, doesn't it? The feeling that this little piece of shit can get away with throwing these obscenities at you. Though you never seem to put two and two together and realize that you are feeding him. It's all you have to do. Ignore it. Simple, really, for someone with a fucking brain. However, yet again, you prove yourselves to be no better than the rest. And the more I study the human mind and try to explore the possible reasonings behind people's reactions and actions, the more I discover that you create most of the shit that drowns you. You willingly squat, release your bowels, let it hit the floor, and then sit in it. Then you cry about it. So fucking logical, isn't it? I'll be back for the next chapter.